Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for Faith on the Line. Thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for everyone that's coming on, everyone that's going to tune in after the replay. I just want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God because this is a ministry simply for faith and encouragement, and I say that because faith is what I walk in, faith is what I live through, faith is what I talk, faith is how I walk, faith is just what, even I can't even see it, but faith, just faith, and faith all by itself. And I want to let you know that the thing just is coming from Hebrews 11:1, for the word of God tell us, for faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God that we walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't even see nothing, but I know it's there. I don't even, and I thank and praise God. And I'm going to go and I go and get it. I go reach out for faith. And I want to thank you all for tuning in on tonight, because faith is a small word, but it has a big meaning. Faith is a small word, but you got to go big. You got to think big. You got to go and get faith. Faith don't work by itself. You got to work it. And I thank and praise God for faith on tonight. And I want to let y'all know that, to encourage you all on tonight, to let you all know that, to be encouraged and to always ask God for strength to help you to endure to the end. Help God, ask God to help you, because we're living in times now where people are falling astray. People are turning their backs on God. People are letting the world cause them to turn their backs on God. They're letting what they see in the world and what they hear and the things that are going on, they're taking their eyes off of God. Don't take your eyes off of the Father. Keep them on there. Whatever you may be going through with, whatever you may be dealing with, just know God is right there. And the Word of God say that He hears you, and He knows everything. And the Word of God say He even knows things before we even ask Him. But just trust God, just to trust Him. Just a little bit old seed, just that little seed, mustard seed faith. And I thank and praise God for it, for faith. And I want to let you all know to be encouraged and to trust God like never before. Don't take your eyes off of God. Keep them. Ask the Lord to allow you to get closer to Him. Ask the Lord to guide your footsteps. And ask God to, Lord God, give you a heart desire to be able to stand before Him, to be able to get through it. Because sometimes we have to ask the Lord to, even when I do it all the time, God, look, push me. Lord, push me to that place. My baby always say, God, push us to that place where you want us to be. I love to hear her say that when she prays. She say, Lord, push us to that place where we need to be. Ha! And I thank and praise God. And that's what I ask God every day. God, push me to that place where you want me to be. Anything in me that hindering me from that place, God, you remove. Because sometimes, y'all, we got to do a recheck. Just like a car dealer do a recall. We have a recall on things with something going on the car or your van or your whatever. Just like you do a recall, God has to. We have to do a recheck on ourselves and begin to ask God to, Lord God, whatever ain't like you, Lord God, you exit it out. Check it out, Lord. Ha! Thank God for doing mechanic on me. So ask the Lord to do a mechanic on your heart. He'll fix it. I know He will. So before I pray on tonight, I want to thank and praise God for Property States for allowing me to be able to do Faith on the Line on tonight. And Lord God, according to it is Philippians 5 and Faith on the Line, they are connected, but they're just on different days. And I thank and praise God for the Lord allowing us to be in these ministries together. And I want to thank and praise God for everyone just tuning in. And I'm going to pray, but I just wanted to let you all know to be encouraging and to stay focused. And always to stay focused. Don't take your eyes off of God. So before I pray, I want you all to turn. Because what do you all know? That the devil messed with me too. He put stuff and he messed with me too. But I know how to get him. I know how to get him and put him back where he came from. So and I tell you all that you have to do those things. And then I want to let you all know too. Let's continue to go before God. God loves us so much. And he wants that same love. He wants that same love that he loves us. He wants us to love him back. He's so jealous that he don't even want us to put nothing before him. And I try my best. I'm married, y'all, but I don't even put my husband before him. I'm just going to tell the truth. I don't put nothing before him. I try to make him first. And y'all know when I do that, everything else falls in line. And I thank and praise God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray, y'all. Let's pray. I can go on and on and on, and I can talk about Jesus all day, all night. But you know what? We're going to pray. We're going to pray. And I pray that you all will get that same kind of relationship with him, because this is a new season in my life. I'm trying to see how to receive all of this. It's just so good. It's so good. It's so good. It's better than food. It's so good. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come to you on tonight. And Father God, I come to you on tonight. But Father, before I come to you, Lord, I wanna renounce some things to you, Heavenly Father, to renounce some things, God, that maybe I spoke in, or maybe I said, God, or maybe I heard something, Lord God, that I shouldn't have heard, or maybe my eyes seen. See, was looking at something it should have been looking at. Oh, Lord, maybe I even thought things that should have been thought of. God, I ask that you would forgive me on tonight, God. And Lord, I ask you to not only me, forgive those, Lord. Wash us, God, that we may be washed, that we may be washed whiter than snow, God. Your word says, purge us with hyssop. And Lord, God, your word says, Lord, cleanse us, God, from the things that causing us to sin against you. According to Psalms 51, God, I thank you. Father God, I even ask you, God, to as we renounce things, y'all, maybe some things you have done. Tell God, renounce them to God. Renounce them ain't nothing but repenting. Renounce them to him. Because sometimes what we do or what we say or how we think or what's on our heart can cause us not to receive what God has for us. And also it can cause sickness on your body because of what your mouth say. Father God, I pray for my sisters. I pray for my brothers, and I pray for those on the phone line. I pray for those that are going to listen to the replay. And I ask that you would touch their mind. Touch them right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask you to touch their heart, touch their mind, and touch their soul, God. And Lord God, begin to bring deliverance to them right now, God. For Lord God, you are jealous, God. Lord, you say you don't put nothing before you, God. Your word says to trust you with all of our heart, God. Lean not to our own understanding, God, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, Lord. That means to call upon you. That means to, Lord, and Lord God, to Lord God, to let you know, Lord God, that you're right there, God. You want us to call your name, God. You want us to praise and worship your name, God. Lord, help us, Lord God, to come in contact with you, Father. Lord, help us to lay it at your feet, God. Whatever we worry about, God. Whatever, Lord God, we're dealing with, God. Some dealing with sickness in their body. Some dealing with, Lord God, a job, needing a job. Some dealing with finance issues. Some dealing with family issues. Some dealing with marriage. Your problems, Father. Whatever they may be doing, God, let them lay it at your feet. Lay it at your feet. God, begin to, Lord, let them call it out, God. Be though they were, God. Your word say, Lord God, to call these things out, God. Lord God, let them confess to you, God, Lord. Some may be lost, God, or among the way and don't know how to find themselves, God. Lord, your word say, Lord God, seek you first, God, the kingdom of heaven. Lord, let them seek your face. Your word say, ask and you shall be given. And Lord, the door is knocked and it shall be opened, Lord God. Your word says to open up, God, and then, Lord, you will let them in. God, begin to deliver them, God, from the hands of the enemy that's causing them to walk into their destiny, to cause them to walk into the place, Lord, to cause them to, Lord God, to walk into their destiny, God, to cause them, God, to, Lord God, to be out of alignment with you, God. Lord God, begin to shake them and make them and mold them, God, into the vessel that you're calling for them to be. God, bring deliverance in their family. Bring deliverance in their marriage, God. Bring deliverance in their home, on their job, God. Lord, even in their finance, God. Begin to, Lord, open up the floodgates of heaven, God, and pour it out. Pour it out on them, Lord. Pour out blessings that they don't have room enough to receive, God. That, Lord God, that their house mortgage, that Lord, that that rent, God, that, Lord God, food, God, whatever they may need, God, that, Lord, it will be in place, God. Touch them right now. Their business, God, that you will restore their business, God. Lord, that you will touch their bodies, God. But according to your word, God, that in Psalms 107:20, God, that you send your word to, Lord, to heal and to deliver, God. Deliver them, God, from the things, God, that's affecting their body. Somebody is dealing with, Lord, sickness in their body. Somebody's dealing with cancer, God. I call the thing, God. Lord, I call that thing, though, it works, God. Somebody dealing with, Lord God, blood or lupus. Somebody called, Lord. Somebody is calling AIDS. Somebody is calling out, Lord, sugar. I mean, somebody is calling hip replacement. Lord, somebody needs you. Somebody have arthritis, God. Somebody, Lord, dealing with strangling headaches, God. Lord God, migraine headaches. Somebody dealing with oppression, depression. Somebody dealing with schizophrenia, God. Begin to speak to them. Begin to deliver them. Send your word and heal and deliver, God. Lord, for your word say in Psalm 103:3, Lord God, that you heal all sickness and diseases, God. And your word say that, Lord, they are already healed, God. Begin to heal those that need you. Heal the broken heart. Heal the hurting heart, God. Heal the person, Lord God, that they're crying, Lord. They don't know which way to turn, God. Begin to, Lord, direct them and guide them, Lord, to the place, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody's child, God, is lost, and they don't know where to find them. They don't know where to look. Lord, justice comes. Seek justice for those that family members was murdered without a cause. Somebody, Lord, they haven't found where they at, God. Begin to bring justice to those that, Lord God, that they're seeking justice, God. Psalm is seeking justice in the spiritual realm. Psalm is seeking justice in the physical realm. Lord, you cause the physical realm, Lord, to line up with your word, God. You allow the spiritual realm, God, to, Lord, you step in and be the, Lord, you be the offense. You be the lawyer. You be the judge. You be the officer, God. Touch right now, God. Make ways. Make room, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to deliver somebody's mind. Lord, their mind is tormented because of, Lord God, something, because of, Lord God, spirits, Lord, that they can't grab hold of it right now, God. Lord, you begin to touch something, what happened to them, God. You begin to touch them and heal and deliver, God, like never before. God, I thank you, God. You begin to, Lord, somebody's seeking for direction. Somebody don't know what to do, God, because, Lord, they always have to depend on them. They always had to depend on somebody. They always had to depend. Lord, but the Lord, you're teaching them how to depend on you. They always have to depend, though, Lord God, somebody is not their own, God. But, God, they want to turn away from that they will depend on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to bring deliverance to them, freedom to them, Father. Set them free from the things that's holding them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I magnify your name because you're so great. You're great. You're wonderful, Lord. You're amazing at everything that you do. Do it, Jesus. Have a seek. Father, I thank you. Somebody needs you. Lord, somebody is crying right now, God. But you know who they are, God. You know what the pain are. You know what they need heal from. You know what they're battling with. You know what the God, begin to stretch your hands before them, God. Send the angels before them and wrap them, Lord God, and comfort their heart, the soul, the mind, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for them, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. Let them rest. Somebody can't sleep at night. Let them rest in your presence, God. Lord, somebody is being tormented, God. Begin to let them, set them free from the spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, they don't know. They, Lord, somebody, God, they're confused, and they don't want to be that way. And they say you made them the way they are. No. God, you made woman, man. God, begin to turn their life around. Somebody is struggling, God, how to please their mate, Lord God, because of things they have been through or things they've been battling with all of their lives. God, Lord, begin to deliver from the inside. I declare that they will be delivered. And, Lord, that spirit of torment is gone. It has to bow in the name of Jesus. Never return anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I put it there at your feet. I lay it in your hand, Father, that you will, Lord, wrap them closer to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray. I thank you, God, because you're worthy. And, Lord, I want to thank you because your word said all things give thanks. And, Lord, I want to thank you for what's being done, and I want to thank you for what's already done. And, God, I want to thank you, God, because your word says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord and bless your name, God. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray, Father, because your word says. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I give you thanks. I want to thank and praise God for you all coming on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those who are watching the replay. Lord, I want to thank and praise God. I want to let you all know to trust God like never before. Don't try to put things in your own hand. Don't try to do it yourself. Give it to God. Give it to him. He said you give it to him, he'll take it and he'll do something. He'll deliver you. He'll heal you. He'll set you free. And I thank and praise God on tonight. That I want to let you all know to have a great and wonderful and prosperous weekend. And I want to let you all know that I'm going to turn this back over to Prophet Station. Maybe we have some on the phone line that may need prayer. And she will be able to assist them. And I want to let you all know on this weekend to be prayerful. Be prayerful going in and going out. And be careful and watch and be watchful. Watch your surroundings. So much is going on around us. So much is happening. And we don't even see it. And the enemy. The word of God said the enemy comes to try to seek us, sip us like weak. But y'all be watchful, be prayerful, be careful, and be watchful until next Friday you join us back here again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. And I turn it over to y'all until next month. Join us on Monday. Join us on Monday. I'll be the speaker on Monday night. If you want to hear any more problems, I'm going to turn this back over to you. And you lead them out in Jesus' name. God bless you all.